The situation of women in Pakistan is quite alarming in many, many ways. This is reflected in all and every indicator in terms of access to education, in terms of health, in terms of economic opportunities. There is, of course, a cultural aspect to the challenge, but as it is often the case, it's also a situation of power. It's the power holders, men, who do not want to let go. And often they use cultural excuses to maintain these power structures. The UN is working very hard to advocate for women's rights, for women empowerment. And it's clear that the problem resides in men. And so it is our duty and our work to continue working at raising the alarm. But it's also clear that there's a very practical reason to empower women. If you want to grow, no country in the world has become developed without empowering and ensuring greater equality of women.
And how is the UN doing that?
Well, we do it in various ways. I mean, on the one hand, we do quite a bit of advocacy across the board: education, maternal health, economic empowerment, rights, access to justice. UNDP in particular, for example, works very closely at raising the access to justice of women. But we also have very specific projects and programs that address this: creating employment for women, ensuring that women are represented and supported in parliament, supporting women as candidates for elections. So the UN is quite involved in Pakistan.
How serious a problem is gender violence?
Gender violence is a tremendous problem and challenge in Pakistan. On the one hand, there is, of course, the direct violence against women, but there is also, of course, all the daily domestic exclusions and all other forms of violence. It is very difficult to pinpoint a number because it is severely underreported. And it's very difficult for women who are victims of violence to report it. And in the cultural context of Pakistan, it is also often the woman who does report it gets punished by her own family. So it is going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort. But especially this will only happen if both the government take this a lot more seriously and that women organize better as well.
To what extent is Malala a role model for women?
Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting question. On the one hand, there's a lot of pride in Pakistan in certain circles for what Malala has achieved. She is a role model, certainly, for many, many Pakistanis, many young Pakistanis. But at the same time, there's also other sectors of society that see Malala as having exaggerated her experience and being one of many, many, many people who have suffered. And so there is both some resentment and some admiration, which is very interesting for an outsider to understand this. So both feelings are present in Pakistani society.